It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOALITV.com. Also on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. With Christmas right around the corner, I've got Pastor Steve Swinburne with Price Chapel. We're going to talk about their Christmas Eve service coming up. It's always been a great service to go to. This year, everybody's going to get to watch it. So we're going to talk about that and kind of the goings-on at Price Chapel. Pastor Swinburne, thank you so much for coming in today.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Dave. It's great to get a chat with you.
Let's start talking about the goings-on of Price Chapel, just the day-to-day. Mm-hmm. Right now, you know, you're still streaming your services on the weekends. You have a couple of different services on Sundays now to just kind of break it up so you don't have so many people there. Mm-hmm. But let's talk about the protocols and things that you guys go through down there.
Yeah, so we reopened the safest we could a few months ago and having services in person at 9:30 and 11 on Sunday mornings. And masks are required now that we're under a mask mandate for our area, and we also have physical distancing, so all the rows are 6 feet apart, so your family can be distanced from others. We do have our kids programs at 11 o'clock service, and kids wear masks in their classes. We just follow the same protocols as the Carbon School District with our kids program, so that's kind of what we're doing right now.
And, you know, you guys, when all of this hit, talk about where there's a will, there's a way. You guys took it to another level and found different ways to still have services, didn't you? Let's talk about some of those.
Yeah, so March 15th, we started live streaming for their first 2 weeks. I think we did it via an iPhone, and then we rapidly purchased equipment, and so now we have the video cameras and different software and those things. So yeah, we live stream our 11 o'clock service every Sunday and on Facebook Live, and then that goes up to YouTube and Instagram as well. So it's been going well, and then we've just done a big church remodels, so like our auditorium, our worship center is completely redone and revamped, and a lot of that we put in really like auditorium grade lighting, so which really improves our live stream as well.
And that, you know, that's what you got to do right now, it seems like. and that's one thing that it seems every time I bring in somebody, we talk about the different goings on of you know, the pandemic and how they've struggled. It's amazing. One of the things that always happens is it's amazing what you can do when you have to.
Yep.
2020 has got to be the year of thinking outside the box.
It is. It's a year of innovation and creativity, which was one of the real blessings for us in COVID.
So you've got that, and everything is humming right along down at Price Chapel, and we're getting into that season, and it's the Christmas season, and it wouldn't be the Christmas season if the Price Chapel didn't have their Christmas Eve services. So let's talk about that.
Yeah, so we have two Christmas Eve services this year, 4 p.m. and 6 p.m. Each one will be about 60 minutes long. And we have just a few tweaks this year with COVID. One is our capacity will be a little bit less because of that distancing and stuff, so we can fit in about 90 people per service instead of closer to 200. And then also each service is designed to be a touchless service, so there you can get through the service without having to touch anyone next to you. Usually we do a candle lighting where we're lighting each other's candles and kind of real close in each other's space that way. And this year we're actually going to have some battery operated candles, so we won't have that. And then masks will be required, and we'll have the distancing stuff. But it'll still be a great service and an opportunity to really just reflect and worship together.
And what are some of the things? I mean, obviously, we know what Christmas should be all about.
Yeah.
And what are some of the things that you're going to cover in this service that people are going to, you know, go in and mm-hmm. hear stories about?
Yeah, so you're going to come and we're going to sing a bunch of Christmas songs, Christmas carols, so you get to be part of doing that. I'll be sharing a message from Matthew's Christmas story in the Gospel of Matthew about who is this baby? Who is this baby Jesus? What does Matthew's gospel say about who he is? And we'll have our candle lighting. We'll have some videos, and it'll be a fun time together.
And this as well will be live streamed for everybody to turn in and watch, right?
Yeah, so both services will be live streamed on Facebook Live at 4 p.m. and 6 p.m. Just look at the Price Chapel Facebook page. And so that's a great option if you're just trying to be more careful, or you have a bunch of family coming in from out of town, you're just like, we'd rather just stay home and do that. That's awesome. And throw us up on the big screen in your house and enjoy.
All right. So if anybody has any questions or anything about this, what is the best way to get a hold of somebody at the Price Chapel for like times and things like that?
Yeah. So you can just look up our Price Chapel Facebook page, and we have a Facebook event for the Christmas Eve service. All the information's there. If you want to call us, our phone number is 637 5244 or pricechapel.org.
All right. Pastor Steve Swinburne with the Price Chapel. Thank you so much for taking out time today and coming in and seeing us.
Thanks, Dave. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, sir. Now, for more information on interviews like this one, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com. Also, listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.